The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 327.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yapchan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She's a journalist, and she is also the host and creator of the Amy Liu Presents talk show that aims to empower women from an Asian American perspective. And I'm just really excited to have her on today to share her story on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Amy Liu. Amy, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena, and all the listeners out there. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy and honored to be here. So as Sheena said, I am host and creator of the Amy Liu Presents talk show, and I really created it through my experience and background in the media. I saw that there was a need for more representation of Asian Americans, and more specifically women. And I felt that there was not enough representation. And I felt that oftentimes Asian Americans are misrepresented. And a lot of the times there's harmful stereotypes. We're often portrayed as the nerd that are just really good at math, or model minority, and just really harmful stereotypes. And oftentimes our stories are not covered as much. And so I really wanted to do this show and create it to spread awareness about our issues and to raise awareness about our community. And I used the platform of YouTube right now, and also social media, as a way to spread awareness about some of the issues and profile some of the amazing people in our community, to raise awareness and also to amplify our voices.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, it's crazy because we both have like the similar purposes to creating a show. Like for my podcast was just to also raise, you know, have a support system for Asian women out there, because I feel like there isn't really enough support. And they feel, you know, like you mentioned, of the harmful stereotypes, you know, Asian women are always stereotyped as the quiet ones or the passive ones, which is so far from it, right? I wanted to showcase women who are out there who are, you know, struggling with self-confidence, but are able to overcome it and show other women out there what's possible. So it's really great that you're also doing the same thing. So thanks for creating your show. And Amy, what's your cultural background?
My cultural background is Chinese, ethnically Chinese, but my parents are actually from Vietnam. So they were refugees of the Vietnam War, and they were born there. And my grandparents are from southern China, in this area where a lot of people speak Chu Chao. It's a unique Chinese dialect, Chu Chao. It's otherwise known as Teochew, which is spelled Teochew. And yeah, it's a very unique dialect. Not that many people have heard about it, but it's a diaspora all across the world. And that's where my grandparents were from. And then they emigrated to Vietnam, and that's where my parents were from. And then they came over here to the U.S., and that's where I was born.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. It's amazing, like, how many dialects of Chinese there are, right? I mean, I also speak a different dialect. It's Fujian. And it's like, you know, most people just know Mandarin or Cantonese, not realizing there's like other dialects of Chinese that we don't even know of. So it's really cool to learn that there's people out there who speak a different dialect. And thanks for sharing that. And Amy, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
I have so many, and there are so many powerful ones out there. But if I were to pick one, I would say there's a really special one from Maya Angelou, and it's, "Nothing can dim the light that shines within."
I like that quote because, you know, especially for Asian women, they feel like they have to dim their light to please other people, not realizing that really hurts them in the end. And, you know, we have to realize, like, we can't please everybody. You know, it's just totally impossible. If we just go out there and live our truth, live who we are, then that's when we can, you know, be free from that. So it's a great quote, and thanks for sharing that. And what's your definition of self-confidence?
My definition of self-confidence is really tied to self-love, self-acceptance, and belief in yourself. And I really feel like if you believe in yourself and your passion, then self-confidence will come. And I also feel like it's very important to learn to love and accept yourself for who you really are, both your strengths and your weaknesses, and to really accept your flaws as a part of who you are. And I struggled with that for a really long time. It took me a really long time to come to this point in my life. And once I did, I really learned to love and accept myself. That's when the self-confidence turned into a beautiful thing.
Thanks for that definition. You know, I totally agree with you about loving yourself. You know, it includes everything about you, right? Sometimes we feel like if we do something bad or if we have a flaw, it's like there's something wrong with us, not realizing it can be a beautiful thing and it can actually help us rather than hinder us. So I love that definition. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Yeah, it was not too pretty of a picture, to be honest. It was, I was always a perfectionist, and I still kind of struggle with that now, but I it's gotten better, because it was actually holding me back, because I couldn't really accept myself for who I was. I couldn't accept my flaws, and everything had to be perfect, and I couldn't really forgive myself for every little mistake that I made. And that was where I was. You know, I wasn't too nice to myself, and I learned to really be kinder to myself.
Thanks for sharing that. And I think that's something most women can relate to, right? Beating themselves up for every little mistake we make. You know, I'm guilty of that. I mean, I still work on it, because I know I still make the mistakes and I feel like, you know, something's wrong with me when I do, and not realizing like it's okay to do that. And, you know, like, were there certain practices that you had? Like, what was your aha moment when you realized, like, you know, you didn't have to beat yourself up and you can be the person that you are today?
I was thinking about that, and I don't think there was one single, aha moment. I would say that the journey to self-discovery and self-confidence is long-term. It's an ongoing process, and it's really different for everybody. It took a daily practice of reframing my negative thinking to positive thoughts, and to just almost listing out my strengths, you know, what's good about me, you know, and to praise yourself once in a while, and to really see what's good about yourself. And I used to have little to no room for forgiveness for myself, but actually to expand that room, that space for forgiveness, you know. And, you know, it was a really hard place to be, and my self-esteem did suffer. But with time, I learned to love myself and to treat myself better. And I think that once people in general forgive themselves of their mistakes, because that is my aha moment. You know, it took a long time, and it's a daily practice, and it's a ongoing process. But the realization that nobody is perfect, and perfection is unrealistic, and basically achieving perfection in every aspect of my life or anybody else's life is simply unrealistic. And so once I realized that, I was able to, you know, sort of let go of that perfection and expand that space for forgiveness of myself.
Thanks for sharing that aha moment. And it's a great feeling when you can realize, like, there's no such thing as perfection. Like, it's just like this thing we're trying to chase that doesn't even exist. And, you know, because of your realizations, what's your life been like now?
Yeah, now I'm much happier. And like I said, it's an ongoing journey. And I have learned that the key to self-confidence, really, and I really truly believe this, that it's self-love, self-acceptance, and self-forgiveness, to let go of that perfection and to forgive mistakes. And I think that, you know, now that I'm able to really reframe some of my thinking, some of that negative thinking, and to practice that belief of acceptance of my flaws, and I guess maybe even flood myself of positive thoughts, then it really, I think life is a little better and a little easier. So that's what life is like after the discovery of self-confidence.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, Amy, if our listeners, you know, they were checking out your episode and, you know, they're in a similar journey to self-confidence, what would be that one tip you would give to her?
Yeah, I would say that common themes in women of many societies are, I noticed, are blame, guilt, and shame. And I believe that it's served to lower many women's self-esteem. And as a whole, I would say women say sorry a lot more often. And I think that it's basically deducing that it's their fault, you know. And I think that I would give the advice to challenge women on their own journey to self-confidence to practice self-forgiveness, self-acceptance, self-love, and to open up that space to forgive their own mistakes and to accept their flaws and love themselves. And you asked about some tips, and I this kind of helped me, you know, and maybe hopefully it would help others that to imagine themselves as their younger selves and just give them a really big hug and just tell them that everything is going to be okay.
That is actually a great tip. I actually practice that too. I just, when something bad happens or when I worry about something, I always tell myself like the universe has my back. And when I say that, the universe usually does, which is kind of crazy, you know, and there's things that you can't explain, but just happens and you kind of just have to roll with it. And, you know, I totally agree what you mentioned about, you know, women in societies, it's all about the blame, guilt, and shame, because we do say sorry a lot for some things we don't even know what we're saying sorry for, right? So it's crazy what, you know, what we've done to lower our own self-esteem. And, you know, really, I'm really glad that you mentioned that and that you mentioned a great tip for our listeners there. So thank you so much. And if our listeners want to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do or check out your show, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Sure. Currently, I have several episodes up and also going to be launching a live show soon. And you can all check that out on my YouTube channel at www.youtube.com/AmyLiuMedia. And I'm going to have a newsletter up soon. And you can subscribe on AmyLiu.com, which is my website. And it'll have exclusive content. And also you can connect with me for the latest updates on my social media, which I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And it's all at Amy Liu Media.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Amy, you can also head on over to the taoofselfconfidence.com and search for Amy's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else we talked about. And I just want to thank Amy for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Amy.
Thank you. And thank you to all of Sheena's listeners. I really enjoyed my time here. And thank you so much, everybody. It was such an honor.
Not a problem. It was great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com to check out cool resources, blog articles, show recaps, and so much more. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.